Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The recent hurricanes and subsequent flooding across the Southeast have illustrated the gaps and lack of understanding around peril flood insurance. With a considerable increase in flooding events and uncovered flood losses, there's a growing need for a better understanding of both flood risk and coverage. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. I'm speaking today to Dana Sutton, Atlantic Region Flood Practice Lead at NFP, an Aon company. Dana, so glad you could join us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So Dana, what are the misconceptions you think the public might have about both flood hazard and flood insurance?
Yeah, I think there's really this notion out there among homeowners and property owners that you are either in a flood zone or you're not, that you either have a risk or you don't. And, even just this past hurricane season, a lot of those ideas have really been challenged with these really intense storms, widespread, massive flooding events in areas where people really, really thought flooding was not going to be a problem for them. And so it's really challenging this idea that, oh, I'm not in a flood zone, or my lender doesn't require it, so I don't need it. I think that's really changing in the flood space as these weather-related events become amplified, development expands and grows, and people are more widespreadly negatively impacted by these massive flooding events where it just wasn't happening before.
How do you see the private flood market evolving as flood risk evolves, Dana? And taking it a step further, do you think the private market has the appetite for flood risk?
Yeah, there's been a lot of growth and development in the private market, even just within the last few years. The National Flood Insurance Program has had some pretty significant changes over the past several years that have sort of phased out a lot of these massive government subsidies that had been thrown behind a lot of the flood policies that were on the books. That's really allowed the private market space to come in and offer solutions, broader options, more competitively priced options. And it's really, really taken off in the private space. There's been a ton of innovation in the private space in terms of product offerings and technologies that we use to rate and manage flood policies. And that's really led to tremendous growth. There's a ton of capital in the space. And as I think the NFP sort of aims to move to more of a market of last resort rather than the only market, the private market's really stepping in there and offering solutions for people where there just weren't options before.
So along those lines then, how do you see the private flood market working in concert with the NFIP?
I think there's room for both. Certainly, there's always going to be risks out there that the private market just does not have an appetite for. So certainly there will always be a need for the NFIP and for coverage for things like severe repetitive loss properties, and even some of the work they're doing on the resiliency side and grant funding and immediate response to catastrophic events. There's certainly always going to be a need for that. But I think there's a real opportunity here for the private market to come in, be able to compete from a premium standpoint, and really broaden coverages for folks where coverage is needed in a way that the NFIP is just not set up to do, not designed to do, never really was. So there's a lot of opportunity there for both places to have a need or to fulfill a need.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Dana, can you explain the concept of risk rating 2.0 and what impact that's having on the flood market?
Yeah, risk rating 2.0 was a legislative change that was implemented a few years ago by the NFIP that, among other things, really aimed to phase out this old rating methodology. Under this old methodology, the NFIP used flood zones to rate for flood insurance. And now they're moving to a more modeling-based, data-driven methodology, which is what the private market's been using for years. You know, the NFIP had this old methodology of using these flood zones. It was what we had when the program was first implemented. It was sort of the best we could do. But this has sort of been a recognition that, you know, with the advances in technology, we can do it a better way. We can assess more accurately actual flood risk. We can get to a more actuarially sound rate and hopefully reach more people in that effort, you know, sort of change this narrative out there that, oh, I'm not in a flood zone, so I don't have a risk. Actually, we all have a risk. And it's just sort of a move to a more accurate way of rating for flood risk.
Being that we all have a risk, how should insurers be working with their policyholders to mitigate flood risk?
I think the biggest thing is, as advisors and professionals in the insurance industry, we have to do a better job at talking to our insureds about this peril of flood. For way too long, we've allowed the NFIP and their old methodology to really drive the narrative on how best to manage flood risk. And I think statistically that's proving to just not be enough. 84.5% of flood losses are occurring outside the special flood hazard area. So outside the so-called flood zones. And as agents, I think we really need to work to explain to our clients that you do in fact have a risk. And for many people in this country, your risk of flooding is greater than your risk of fire. And we're not thinking twice about buying our fire insurance, but there's this notion in people's minds that it's just not going to happen to them. And we've got a lot to do to explain to our insureds that, in fact, if it rains where you live, you do have a risk. And for most people, we can do a really good job of mitigating that risk for a relatively low premium. And that can really help people when things like Hurricane Helene impact, you know, Western North Carolina in the way that they did. And so I think it's super important that we reach out to our clients and sort of flip the narrative and explain to them that actually you do in fact have a risk, and here's some solutions for you.
Dana, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
I was Dana Sutton, Atlantic Region Flood Practice Lead at NFP and Aon Company, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.